The roles of the sheriff are governed by State Statute 5927, and there's 13 things specifically that apply to the sheriff. One of them does not apply to our sheriff because that's only for counties over 300,000. But the first thing they are to do is to take charge and custody of the jail maintained by the county and the persons in the jail, and keep the persons in the jail personally or by a deputy or jailer. The second thing they are supposed to do is keep a true and exact register of all prisoners committed to any jail under the sheriff's charge in a book for that purpose, which shall contain the names of all persons who are committed to any such jail, their residence, the time when committed and cause of committed, and the authority by which they were committed. And if for a criminal offense, a description of the person and when any prisoner is liberated, state the time when and the authority by which the prisoner was liberated, and if any person escapes, state the particulars of the time and manner of such escape. The third one, attend upon the circuit court held in the sheriff's county during its session, and at the request of the court, file with the clerk thereof a list of deputies for attendance on the court. The court may, by a special order, authorize additional deputies to attend when the court is engaged in the trial of any persons charged with a crime. Except as otherwise provided in this section, the board shall establish the rate of compensation and the level of services to be provided. The sheriff or one of or more deputies shall attend the court of appeals when it is in session in the sheriff's county. The state shall reimburse the county from the appropriation under statute 20.660 sub 1 for the actual salary paid to the sheriff or deputies for the service provided to the Court of Appeals. The next one, 4, personally or by the undersheriff or deputies serve or execute all processes, writs, precepts, and orders issued or made by lawful authority delivered to the sheriff. The fifth one, deliver on demand the sheriff's successor in office when the sheriff's successor has qualified according to law the jail and other property of the county and all the prisoners in the jail and all books, records, writs, processes, orders, and other papers belonging to the sheriff, the sheriff's office in the possession of the sheriff, undersheriff, jailers, or deputies, except as provided in State Statute 5933, and upon the delivery of these items, the successor in office shall execute a receipt of the sheriff therefore. The next one, number 6, this one does not apply to us. The 7, perform all duties required of the sheriff by law. The 8, the sheriff is authorized to destroy all sheriff's dockets, jail records, and cash books dated prior to 1901. It shall be the duty of the sheriff to retain and safely keep all such records for a period of 8 years or a shorter period authorized by the Public Records Board, section 16.61 sub 3 sub B, after which the records may be destroyed. Number 9, when the sheriff is required to serve or execute a summons, order, or judgment, or to do any other act, the sheriff shall be bound to do so in a like manner as upon process issued to the sheriff, and shall be equally liable in all respects for neglect of duty, and if the sheriff is a party, the coroner shall perform the service, and all statutes relating to the sheriff shall apply to coroners where the sheriff is party. The 10th, to enforce the county in all general orders of the Department of Safety and Professional Services relating to the sale, transportation, and storage of explosives. 11, conduct operations with the county and when the board so provides in waters of which the county has jurisdiction under 2.04 for the rescue of human beings and recovery of human bodies. Number 12, before conducting a sale of foreclosed property, contact the clerk of federal bankruptcy court to determine whether the court has granted a stay of relief on that property. And the last one, enforce all ordinances in a city or village in which the sheriff provides law enforcement services under a contract described under 62.13 sub 2S sub A.